This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The baseball coach at the College of Worcester is retiring after 30 years. Tim Pettorini leaves as the fifth winningest coach in Division III history, guiding his teams to the NCAA tournament more than two dozen times. Terry, Tim Pettorini's legacy is remarkable.
It really is. I mean, Pettorini, too, is not a guy that, say, played in Division III or whatever. Sometimes that's what you get. These guys who are former Division III players, they go to coach at their alma mater or somewhere else. But Tim Pettorini played at Bowling Green, and he was good enough to be drafted by the San Diego Padres back in 1973. So I said, well, why didn't you sign? He said, well, I was 21 years old. I was married. They offered me $500 and a bus ticket to somewhere in Iowa to play.
And he said, no, thank you.
He said, no, thank you. He said, because, you know, I got to get my degree in teaching and I got to go make a living. So after he played at Bowling Green, he went and became a high school coach at Fremont. The Worcester College job came open. And his goal actually was to coach in college.
Yeah.
So he applied for it. He got the job. And he said he almost didn't take it because it offered less money than it did at Fremont High.
He took a pay cut to
He took a pay cut at the age of 30 to take it. How about this, Amanda? He's been there 38 years. Never had a losing season. 26 trips to the NCAA tournament. Twice they lost in a championship game. Not one losing season. And he said, well, the word is, you know, with Worcester is it's going to be hard, but you'll play championship baseball. But they didn't realize that at a coach, shall we say, with a lot of personality.
Yeah, which he is.
He is. Very fiery, Tim Pettorini. But I talked to several of his former players, and they said the thing about him is like, you know, he'll rip into you, and then 10 minutes later, he's got his arm around you trying to settle things down.
And we've talked about the nature of Division III sports,
right,
where these are all players who are not on scholarship. So it's a different culture.
Yeah, and he said, you have to know where you fit. And he said, after a few years, he realized that actually his kind of harder style, the good cop, bad cop, all rolled into one, might work better at Division III because he goes, I tend to have a better student, more motivated kid. He said, I don't care for my first class or my last. He says, kids still want to be pushed and they want to be better, but they have to believe you care about them and really do.
Hmm.
And, you know, in Division III, that's more likely to happen because you're not really trying to use this, in other words, to, you know, the stepping stone for somewhere else. So I was looking right now. He's got, I think, three of his former players are in med school. One's in dental school. Several are dentists and doctors and teachers and coaches. They went pro in life. He said, but I knew I was getting old. I've now coached two sets of players and their sons.
Wow.
So he goes, I'm coaching the grandkids. And he just felt at 68 was kind of time to turn it in and to, you know, basically retire. But how about this? After he was there several years, Bowling Green came and offered a chance to go to Division I. He turned it down.
Why?
He said that by then his wife and family were settled in Worcester. And I think what happens with these guys who are there, like Steve Moore is a longtime basketball coach there, and they discover that once you kind of get it set up, you don't have to do stuff like sleep in your office. You're not on the road recruiting all the time like these guys are doing at Division I.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, to me, it's remarkable. 38 years in the same place.
It's nice to hear a story of a retirement of a coach rather than a firing.
Yeah, exactly.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the big gamble that paid off for the Toronto Raptors, and the uncertainty that looms after the NBA Finals.